Now we're exploring a topic that is near and dear to my heart, branding. I actually started my career in identity and have always loved how branding, if done right, can influence customer behavior and ultimately loyalty. Bill Birnbach, a branding icon, once said, "Brand is a shortcut to a purchase decision." I'd add successful branding saves an unwanted click. It's so easy to move on if you do not understand a brand. Now, before we dive a little bit deeper, I want to make sure all of you understand that making things look pretty does not make a brand. It's a common misconception. Branding is not just how your business looks. It's also about what you believe in and how those beliefs resonate with your customers. Branding takes time and a sound brand strategy, but there are some actions that you could take today that will move your customers closer towards brand loyalty. All right, let's look at an example. This is a homepage of a major retailer in Saudi Arabia. In our stakeholder interviews, we found that they considered their brand and the products they sold to be at the same level as Williams Sonoma, Pottery Barn, and Crate and Barrel. So, you know, obviously there's a gap here. As I said earlier, branding is more than just making things look pretty. And there are actions that you could take today to start syncing up branding, business goals, and your customers' perception. So let's take a look at our recommendation. Okay, so immediately you'll notice that there's a change in the quality of the assets, specifically the product and lifestyle photography. Now, this is critical if you want to associate your brand with quality, sophistication, or even innovation. The Baymard Institute has a ton of data that points to the quality of product photography as a primary driver of conversion. Okay, now, what we're starting to suggest here is that when you actually start navigating to specific product areas, that the assets change. In this case, we're suggesting as you drop into product categories, you shift from lifestyle photography to product vignettes. Now, the quality of the product photography is just as important here, you know, with the absence of lifestyle photography. It's just a great way to signal to customers that they're entering a more product-based experience. Now, the other area that we'd like to point out, which is a great place for lifestyle photography, is in these, what we refer to as branded experiences. This one is meant to inspire. For those customers that aren't quite sure, you know, the products that they're interested in, having these areas of inspiration are extremely important and a great way to, again, use lifestyle photography. I hope this gives you some ideas on how to sync your branding with your business goals and customer perceptions. Remember, branding is meant to be permanent. Don't confuse branding with look and feel. Okay, so what's next? In our next video, we will discuss bundles, cross-sells, and upsells. We are continually surprised when we see e-commerce businesses not taking advantage of these simple ways to increase AOV. See you there.